Let us begin by invoking Sri Aurobindo and Mother. We have many new people tonight, so I would like to say a few things about the Om Choir. The Om Choir is a response to the Mother's directive to bring down a new music, a music that has not been heard on the earth before, a music that carries the divine power, force, beauty, and love through, in and through these human bodies into the earth, into the atmosphere of the earth, and through its vibratory power through the entire earth to help in the transformation and the building of the new world. It is a gathering each week in aspiration, in gratitude, in offering and surrender to a force much higher than our individual selves. But as a collective body, we can bring down that music which Mother told me is just above our heads and manifested on earth. But for that to happen, we must at least aspire to realize that we are one, that we are not individuals and we are not a conglomerate, but we are one souled in aspiration. And if we can feel that oneness, if we can feel that love in this large gathering, certainly the music will descend. The music cannot be judged by the mind, so it is best to leave the mind outside. The music certainly cannot be judged on any standards that we have, musical standards or egoistic standards of what is good or bad. The music is from the highest planes, and it wants to come down, and we are the instruments for its descent. We do four Oms. The first Om, we ask all the new people not to sing, so they can have an idea of how the Om has been coming down these past 10 years. Then, of course, the next three Oms, we like everyone to participate. You will find that there is a moment when this sacred body feels that a descent has taken place, and suddenly there's silence. And then a line from Sri Aurobindo or Mother is recited, and somewhat after that, period of silence, and the next Om begins. The first three Oms we do seated, and the fourth Om we stand. Standing puts our human body in the most receptive position. Now, we have to prepare this body, and we do so with exercises. Exercises to strengthen the muscles that are needed to sustain the music. For example, breathing. We don't take a breath this way. We breathe from here. A quick sniff through the nose, and that's it. And then the lower lungs are filled to capacity. Then we have to teach the jaw. We have to teach the tongue. We have to teach the body to relax, the upper part of the body to be completely relaxed. So many things, and we must begin now. Exercise first, or you won't hear it. We'll all be singing ma ma. Okay. Ma ma. You see what I'm doing? I'm pulling in the diaphragm to push the air column up. Ma 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 ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma.
And now you will be shocked, because I'm going to ask you to sing the same thing with your mouths open, wide open. Ma,
ma, ma, ma, ma.
Wasn't the exercise that I gave, but it was excellent. Okay, here we go. Ma, 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 ma,
ma, ma, ma, ma, ma.
Yes. Now. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Good. No.
No.
Yes, we have singers tonight. No.
No, 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 no.
Many singers. No.
No, 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 no,
no.
No.
No. No.
No.
Try to keep the O focused all the time, because that's the O of our own. So instead of no, 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 it's okay? No.
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 too high for you men? Drop out?
No!
No!
And one last one.
No!
No!
Is the body warmed up? Good. We're going to do some tuning now of our voices. The first exercise is to be one sound. Only one. So no variance, no differentiation in the quality of the tone. We'll begin here. Sing only Om, which in itself is perfect. But as the music descends, we can also open to new waves of harmony, new melodies, new forms of beauty and delight. So we begin with this practice of sounding, tuning the voice. And I'll go by section, like this section, then I'll move to another section. Consciousness and high sopranos over here. Thank you. more difficult now. Third in the soprano, in the high sopranos, not quite high. Thing. I'd like to read again, and then we'll begin. And before that, concentrate on our unity, on the fact that we are all one, and all love. We came to her from a supernal light. By light we live, and to the light we go. Sri Aurobindo. Man, in the world's life, works out the dreams of God.
Thank you.
did, we forgot a few things. First of all, only the Om choir members were supposed to sing, and I think everyone has sung. And we forgot that we have to aspire for the descent and receive it and then become silent. I'm sorry to have interrupted, but this would have gone on for another 20 minutes. And we like to aspire for more than one Om, because each one is different. Secondly, we do not produce overtones in the Om choir unless they occur naturally as a result of our concentration and aspiration for the divine music. And thirdly, we sing only Om, not Ah, not but Om. Please keep this in mind and try to feel when the descent has taken place in the next Om.
And all the while, within us works his love, now more than when the play began.
Oh. when eternity takes time by the hand, only when infinity weds the finite's thoughts, can man be free from himself and live with God.
Perhaps the heart of God forever sings, and worlds come throbbing out from every note. Perhaps his soul sits ever calm and still, and listens to the music rapturously.
Thank you.
there was the descent of a music never heard before. I am humbly grateful to each of you. Take this night and this music with you. Cherish it and keep it close in your heart.